Report: Democrats scramble to invent fresh methods of leveraging the IRS against Americans. By Wendell Hussebo on October 27, 2021. Democrats are scrambling Wednesday to invent fresh methods of leveraging the IRS against Americans. A wealth tax and 15% global minimum tax are under consideration, along with a provision that allows the IRS to spy on American bank accounts. The first tax Democrats are weighing is a 15% corporate minimum, which would reportedly burden 200 companies with profits above $1 billion. Senators Ron Wyden, D.R., Elizabeth Warren, D.M.A., and Angus King, M.E., have proposed the measure. Apparently Senators Joe Manchin, D.W.V., and Kyrsten Sinema, D.Oz, approve of the plan. The trio said the Joint Tax Committee had estimated it could raise up to $300 billion to $400 billion over a decade, but no formal scoring was issued, Punch Bowl News reported. Wyden said his 107-page plan would ensure billionaires pay tax every year, just like working Americans. No working person in America thinks it's right that they pay their taxes and billionaires don't. The second tax Democrats are considering is a wealth tax on assets that go up in value but have not been sold. For instance, if the value of a stock goes up, taxpayers would pay a percentage of the increased value to the IRS. If the tax scheme is not enacted, some Democrats estimate the IRS will not be able to collect an extra $250 billion. This plan has also been introduced by Wyden. It is opposed by Representative Nancy Pelosi, DCA, Sinema, and a few House Democrats. Representative Jimmy Gomez, DCA, told Politico Playbook on Tuesday the wealth tax has frustrated him as a waste of time. "The Senate needs to start saying yes or no on issues and stop fucking talking," Gomez stated. House Budget Chair John Yarmuth, DKY, stated he does not like the plan because it does not tax Americans enough. "I don't think it's a reliable offset. So I have concerns about that," Yarmuth said. Democrats are also considering allowing the IRS more investigatory powers to spy on transactions over $600. Primarily due to public outrage, the plan to permit the IRS to calculate total amount of money going in and out of an account in a given year has fallen flat. Democrats have since raised the threshold $600 amount to $10,000. Manchin opposes the idea, however, telling the Economic Club of Washington, D.C., that allowing the IRS to spy on transactions is messed up. "Do you understand how messed up that is?" Manchin reportedly conveyed to the president. "This cannot happen. It's screwed up. I think that one's going to be gone," Manchin added. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter @WendellHussebo.